The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello, this is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God International, and you are listening to the prophetic voice of our time. Did you miss me? Probably not. I have been gone for 3 long weeks. As you know, I went with Joshua in Arizona and Nevada to release prophecies and to pray for Maricopa County, Arizona, and Clark County in Nevada. And after that, we saw some things that changed in those states. And I know that many prophets, many intercessors, many Christians are praying for all the battleground states. Let us continue to thank God for his faithfulness, okay? Lots of things are happening, and we need to remain vigilant. And I would like to thank everyone who greeted me on my birthday, November 28th. I tried to respond to all of you, but there's so many. It reads thousands now. God bless you for making my day special and making me appreciated and reminding me that I got a year older again. And also, I want to remind you of the upcoming December 31st prophetic gathering of the saints here in San Antonio, Texas. Due to required social distancing, seating is really limited for this event. So you need to register as soon as possible through our website, sogmi.org, and click events. There will be a $25 registration fee per person for this event. And right now, me and Joshua are considering live streaming the event so that those who are interested and are still concerned and careful about the COVID and those that are overseas that had been wanting to join us, that will give you opportunity to participate, to celebrate and hear what God is saying to us for the year 2021 and beyond. Oh, praise God. This year, 2020, is a very interesting year. And thank God it just blew past us. You know, the Lord warned us in December 2019 through the prophetic gathering of the saints and what to expect in 2020. And wow! Many manifestations. And when the Lord warned us that there are major upheavals in this country and major changes, and said, boy, upheavals really did come. But at the same time, many exciting things are happening and manifesting good things. So focus on the good things. So let us know if you're interested and give us feedback whether we should live stream the prophetic gathering of the saints. It is not going to open for everybody. We will require registration so that I can get your name. So let me know if you're interested in participating via live stream, okay? I know it is going to be awesome. There are many, many things happening here in our country and even the nations of the world. But let us focus on what is happening in the United States of America because it affects the entire world. There are so many things happening and things are changing. And by this time that you listen to this message, which is pre-recorded, many more things have manifested already. Because this week, the first week of December, there will be so many turn of events. I want you, my dear brothers and sisters, to continue to hope and praise God. God is going to intervene concerning this country, United States of America. We must understand that he already told us that his ways of doing things are different from our ways, and we need to change and adopt his ways of doing things. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. God's thoughts are heavenly. Ours, many of them, are earthly. So we must adopt, because we must engage and activate and operate under the kingdom of our God. We may not understand God's ways of doing things a lot of times, but we must understand who He is. He is faithful and He changes not. One thing for sure on how God is going to intervene and manifest supernatural things in this country, He is not, I repeat, God is not willing to share His glory concerning this country. He is not willing to share that glory. And He is going to intervene in your present situation, in your present condition, dilemma, problem, or affliction right now. I want you to believe. I want you to trust Him. And always think for yourself that you are loved. And if there's something that you did wrong, run towards Him and confess your sins and make the necessary correction. It is not too late for you. God is going to intervene. When all the bad news are happening, I stopped watching news. I prayed about this, and I didn't want to watch the bad news anymore, because I want to keep my faith intact and stronger than ever, and I want to encourage myself. And I cannot encourage myself if I'm listening to all the bad news that are contrary to what God has said. And I stand by the prophecies that were released, especially those that God asked me to release. One of the things that I kept on reminding myself about our country is in December 2018, at the prophetic gathering of the saints, God gave me a vision, and it changed the entire conference. He showed me a deep root that is in Washington, D.C., a wicked, corrupt, evil root that all the nations of the world are feeding off it, including many of the members of the body of Christ. And he said, I am surely uprooting this. Only my hand will be able to uproot this. Only God's hands. That has not manifested yet. And I believe that with the present situation concerning the past election and the media and the tech industries and how this country is divided, I believe that God is working in absolute precision in uprooting this evil root that is in Washington, D.C., that have been there for a long, long time. And at the same time, we have to understand the heart of our God. He's concerned about the abortion in this country. And we as the body of Christ already repented. And we're praying against it. And we're doing what we can in order to avoid or make that illegal in this country. We're concerned about human trafficking as God is concerned about human trafficking. God is concerned about the peace in the Middle East. And what the prophecy that was released is, He is positioning the nations of the world and He's going to judge them. And the top of that list is China, Iran, North Korea, and Syria. So all of those concerns and the things that God is going to do and manifest, He is a just God. We have not seen the manifestation of that. And besides, United States of America has a calling and a destiny. And God may judge United States of America, but He will always remember the covenant of our founding fathers. He is that faithful, like he always remember his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So this country will enter his glory after this evil root is uprooted by the hand of God. Then you're going to see. So I don't want you to focus on the negative things that are happening around us, but we must remember the promises of God. And today we're going to discuss the book of Exodus. In the book of Exodus, we're going to start with chapter 6. The Lord commanded Moses to tell the Israelites that God's mighty hand will deliver them from their slavery. He will deliver them from the hands of the Egyptians. But they did not believe because they cannot go or look beyond their present condition or situation. So let us read Exodus chapter 6, starting with verse 6 through 11. Therefore, say to the Israelites, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the yoke of the Egyptians. I will free you from being slaves to them, and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with mighty acts of judgment. I will take you as my own people, and I will be your God. Then you will know that I am the Lord your God, who brought you out from under the yoke of the Egyptians, and I will bring you to the land I swore with uplifted hand to give to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. I will give it to you as a possession. I am the Lord. What a promise! What a prophecy! Right? That is so awesome! In Exodus 6:9, it says, Moses reported this to the Israelites, but they did not listen to him because of their discouragement and harsh labor. Now, back to the present day, United States of America, December 2020. I just mentioned or quoted you some of the prophecies that the Lord had me release for United States of America. And by other prophets of God and the body of Christ. Now, let us not be discouraged because of our present situation and the condition of this country. The Lord has spoken like he did in Exodus chapter 6. He promised them and he did deliver. So we must hold on to the promises and prophecies released upon United States of America. Let us not be discouraged. It doesn't matter what happened. God is going to turn this country around and he is going to uproot that evil deep root that has been in Washington, D.C. for many, many years. Because why? He is faithful. I don't want you to be discouraged. However it's going to manifest, God has a precise way of doing things. So I want you to celebrate. So after Moses obeyed the Lord and he reported what he has promised to the nation of Israel and what he was about ready to do, they did not believe him. They did not listen to Moses because they were discouraged and because they're afflicted. You think that ought to deter God? No. God then told Moses to go to the Pharaoh, to let God's people go. The present situation or condition of this country, God is still focused on his plan and his ways of doing things. So here's the plan of God. This is my translation. God told Moses, Moses, go to the Pharaoh and ask the Pharaoh to let the Israelites go. Just like that. But Moses, you go to the Pharaoh and you obey me. But I will harden his heart and he will not let my people go. So if you were Moses, you would say, why bother? Because God was asking Moses to do something, and at the same time, he's telling Moses, he's not going to listen to you. So, present situation. Why bother celebrating? Why bother praying? Why bother to care about this country? Because the one who promised to turn this country around is faithful. Even you and I are not. What we want to do is to obey and follow his instructions to the letter so that these things will not get postponed and there won't be any casualties amongst us. Amen? And the plan of God is to reveal himself to the Pharaoh, to the Egyptians, that he is the Almighty God. It is his ways. What is amazing and what's so interesting is the first four plagues, the water turned into blood, the frogs, the gnats, and the flies. The Egyptians were affected, and the Israelites also experienced it. The Israelites went through all the plagues when water turned into blood, the frogs, the gnats, and the flies. Could it be because they did not believe or listen to Moses when he released the word of God? The reason why I'm asking this is because after the election, before Joshua and I went to Arizona and Nevada, is we have to focus on God and what God is doing on the face of the earth so that things will not get postponed. Okay, let's go back to Exodus. But when the fifth plague, all the way to the tenth plague, the fifth plague is the death of livestock. That is significant. You know why? Because it also mirrors what is happening now. God separated and protected the livestock of those that belong to the Israelites. Why? God brought distinction between his people, the Israelites, and the Egyptians, economically. So what did God promise us years ago? 2015, I believe, when the Lord had me release this, that United States of America will experience a political revival. And when it started manifesting, what started manifesting in the presidential election in November 2016. When it started manifesting, this political revival in the United States of America, among those that have been found faithful in the body of Christ, the transfer of wealth, influence, and affluence will manifest in every sector of society. I just want you to read Exodus chapter 6 and meditate on what I'm telling you so that you will not be amongst those who murmur and complain. And then what happened is when the pressure was felt by the Pharaoh, he started negotiating with Moses. First, okay, you can go, but don't go too far. Only men can go. Leave the women and the children and the animals. What I'm saying by the word of the Lord today is we should not and we must not compromise on what God has promised United States of America. Like Moses did not relent, he did not compromise. He did not negotiate with the devil. And then God instructed men, women, and children to ask for gold and silver and garments from the Egyptians. And supernaturally, because they fear for their lives, the Egyptians gave them what they wanted. So they plundered the Egyptians. And then the Israelites, when they were gone, the Pharaoh realized of the negative economic impact. And he pursued them. The devil will not just roll by. The wicked people will not just roll over. We must fight for our country. We must fight for what belongs to us. We must fight for our rights. We should not be silent. God brought His people, and God waited for the time when the entire nation were in impossible situation. Moving forward is the Red Sea, and behind them, the Egyptian army pursuing them. And Moses cried out to the Lord, and God rebuked him. Why are you crying? Move forward. With us, why are we complaining? Why are we rolling over? Continue to move forward because we have our hope in Christ Jesus and His faithfulness. So the entire nation are faced the Red Sea, and behind them are the Egyptians. And then God parted the Red Sea, and His people walked on dry ground. And on the other, the Egyptians were drowned, those who were pursuing His people. We may face now an impossible situation, but let us continue to move forward, and God will intervene as soon as He gets all the glory. So the Spirit of the Lord has been instructing us to focus on what He's doing and what He's about to do, and do not focus on the bad things that are happening all around us, what we hear and what we see. Do not even entertain negative thoughts. Do not release negative words of unbelief, words of fear. Because only the hand of God can turn this country around, and He does and will not share His glory. This is not about us anymore as a person. It is not about how good we are or how bad we are. It is about how awesome God and His awesome plan for this country that will manifest. So let us continue to follow our instructions. I'm running out of time. So the last prophecy that Joshua shared, that I released, is what do we expect for the remaining of this year and for this decade? For the body of Christ, expect harvest, expect restoration, acceleration. It is a season of suddenlies and celebration. So we must focus on these things so that, like the Israelites, we will be spared on the severe upheavals and judgments of nations and the wicked. All right? So get excited, because God is still on the throne and He never fails. With all of my ministry, all these years that I've been in ministry, I made mistakes, I made boo-boos, and I miss God, but still, I'm still standing, and God is still using me, and so can you. So in the name of Jesus, receive your healing right now. I come against the spirit of death, and I loosen forth life. I release restoration in relationship, restoration in your financial, restoration in your ministry, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for the instant manifestations of those things that God has promised you, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, that from this day forward, my brothers and sisters in Christ, your people are going to celebrate because of your goodness. And I thank you, Lord, we know that as long as we are willing and obedient, we will eat the fat of the land. And we thank you for United States of America. And we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. So God bless you for tuning in. Until next time.
Thank you for listening. We all hope you were blessed by this message today. If you were, let us hear from you. If you wish to contact us or sow a seed, Our phone number is 210-396-7891. And for Saturday's program, call us at 210-695-1630. Send all emails to sonsofgod@satx.rr.com and all letters to P.O. Box 1579, Lotus, Texas 78023. For more info, including service times and upcoming events, find us at www.sogmi.org. That's www.sogmi.org.